We had, when I was growing up, an electrician by the name of Mr. Mills, who lived in Unionville. And as well as being an electrician, he collected birds' eggs. And so he had this collection of eggs, which he gave to the town of Farmington, and is now in a beautiful big case upstairs in the library, the Farmington Library on Main Street. And when he needed a clutch of eggs that came from another part of the world, he would trade some of his eggs for the ones that he wanted to put into the collection. And so Mr. Mills took my father and me, because my father was a great bird lover, out into the woods, and we identified birds. And Mr. Mills gave me all his bird blowing equipment, which I used and had quite a collection myself of birds' eggs. And I have 13 eggs right here in my sun porch, pheasant eggs, which I collected when I was 13. That was a day or two ago, and which I cherish.
My name is Sarah Myers, and you're listening to Farmington Retold. You just heard longtime Farmington resident Gloria Holcomb Barlow speaking with Eleanor Reed in 2006 as part of the Farmington Library's Oral History Project. In today's episode, we will hear more about Gloria's love of nature and her fond memories growing up on the family farm and spending time at the family's log cabin by the lake. Born in March of 1921, Gloria describes her home and family life right here in the town of Farmington, Connecticut.
I was born in my grandparents' house, in a home called Bide a While on Main Street. But when I was born, we moved down to what we call Journey's End, which is down across from the telephone company on Main Street. So I stayed there with my family and my four brothers. Then my sister was born, and then my grandparents died, so we moved up to Bide a While.
And that's now part of Miss Porter's school. It's the Timothy Cole's house.
Yes.
Besides growing up here in Farmington, Gloria also spent a lot of her childhood at her family's summer home and farm in New Hartford, Connecticut. Gloria explains.
Then we had a home up in New Hartford, Connecticut, which was an old family home where we had a farm, and we spent the summer up there.
Growing up, Gloria's father, J.M. Holcomb Jr., was head of a prominent Hartford insurance family and had many business acquaintances in the area. Gloria remembers a brief story about one of her father's business acquaintances in particular, who came to visit the family farm in New Hartford one summer.
I remember he had a business acquaintance that he brought up to New Hartford one time, and the name of our place was Overledge, and he took him out on this wonderful great big porch that surrounded the house. And he said, "Well, Mr. whatever your name is, how do you like this view?" And of course, we could see seven ridges from the porch. And man looked around and he said, "Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Holcomb, I think it spoils the view."
Besides a stunning view and a big porch to enjoy it, Gloria's New Hartford home also had a special log cabin by the lake. Gloria recalls some of her memories of the summer spent there, as well as moments shared with one of her four brothers who happened to share the same curiosity for nature as Gloria had growing up.
But anyway, we had such wonderful times up there, and we had a great big log cabin whose logs were brought down from Canada. And I was just there 2 days ago on the lake. We had wonderful times. We went swimming then. When we went over to the cabin, as we called it. So that was a lovely, all those summers were just beautiful that we, I had a younger brother who was just as interested in nature as I was. So we'd go off on walks together and have a lovely time.
With Gloria's warming interest in all things nature, it's not surprising that some of her fondest memories growing up involve the family's farm animals. Most of the animals spent their time at the family farm in New Hartford, but there is one special family member in particular that was able to remain at the Farmington home on Main Street, who was also quite one of a kind on Main Street during that time. Gloria explains.
And then we had this wonderful farm where we had all the animals that were born. Each one had a name. Usually they were named by the wonderful books of Beatrix Potter. And we had pigs and cows and chickens. And
this was the farm on Main Street?
No, this was the farm in New Hartford.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At Overledge.
Right, the farm in there, right, okay.
Yes, so we just had wonderful, wonderful memories of things that we did up there, picking wildflowers and berries and all kinds of things. But then back to Farmington, out in our backyard at Journey's End, we had an orchard, and in the orchard was Jane Cow. And Jane Cow spent her life out there when she wasn't traveling to New Hartford to the farm for the summer. And our gardener, August, Augusto Croccio, he took care of Jane Cow. And he would march Jane Cow every evening down to the Elm Tree Inn, behind the Elm Tree Inn, to the barn where she spent the night, and where one of my brothers also had his pony down there.
Just Jane. Those two animals
uh-huh.
were there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Was that unusual? Were there other cows on Main Street or ponies in people's backyards?
I don't remember ever seeing anybody else's cow going up down Main Street.
Gloria's fondness for animals and nature is simply contagious, and it helps us to paint a beautiful picture of what life was like growing up in Farmington during the 1920s. With the recent construction of new roads and buildings happening in the area lately, reflecting back to moments like these and imagining what life was like before any of us could really even imagine is a nice reminder of why Farmington is such a beautiful place to begin with.
It sounds like your interest in all things having to do with nature was
exactly.
started very early on.
Well, I just got it all from my father, mm-hmm. who was a great nature lover.
Gloria's love of nature continued on for the rest of her life, spending the majority of her time volunteering and serving on many boards such as the Herb Society of America, the Phillipstown Garden Club of New York, and of course the Connecticut Valley Garden Club. She wrote a monthly column called Horticultural Hints for the Connecticut Valley Garden Club, had a landscaping business, and helped to create and plant the pocket gardens around Farmington. Gloria was 85 when this interview was recorded, and sadly passed away 3 years later in 2009. But her kind and energetic spirit will always remain within the beauty and nature that surrounds Farmington to this day. To listen to the full version of this Farmington Library's Oral History Project interview with Gloria Holcomb Barlow, as well as many other longtime Farmington residents, please visit our online digital archive at www.farmingtonlibraries.org or stop by the library's local history room on Monday mornings from 9 to 12 p.m. and Wednesday afternoons 1 to 5 p.m.